Hey everybody, welcome to Musical Mayhem right here on Mojo Radio. I am Metal Goddess Jen and I have an amazing show tonight. First I want to thank Dia for the awesome show. She always does a great job and she always plays my Skid Row song for me. And I love her for it. But tonight I have with me from the band Memory of a Melody, Mario Galdós. Hi Mario, how are you doing?
What's going on, Jen? How you doing?
I am pretty good tonight. Your band is amazing. Yvonne introduced me to you guys, and right away I was just, I love these guys. I gotta get an interview with these guys. Can you tell us a little bit about your band and the members and their roles?
Absolutely. Well, we are a five-piece. Again, Memory of a Melody. Our lead guitarist, his name is Wade Seagiu. He's obviously the lead guitar player and backup vocalist. We also have Joel Martinez, who plays bass and does backup vocals. Robin Lopez on the drums. And Ruel Castillo on the guitar, rhythm guitar. And of course, my name is Mario Galdós, and I am the lead vocalist for Memory of a Melody.
And you guys are out of San Antonio, Texas, correct?
That is true.
Is that where you all are from?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much for the most part. Wade actually was raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've lived here long enough to for sure call it, you know, my hometown, as the rest of the guys as well. Roel actually was from a little south, more south of Texas, southern, like, the valley. So, but, yeah, I mean, we're all, you know, Texas boys and Texas raised for the most part, except Wade. But he's the outcast anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I lived in Texas for a little while. I lived in Abilene. I have a brother that still lives there. I like Texas. I kind of miss it sometimes.
It's, you know, I mean, just like every city and state, I'm sure it's got its pros and cons. I mean, Abilene, you know, I know is a little smaller than San Antonio as a city. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
And it's a lot drier there. It's not as green as eastern Texas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what is the history and the origin of the band?
Well, the band was founded in 2008. I was working on this project with this other this drummer at the time and another vocalist. I was actually playing bass. And just wasn't happy with that project, the direction of that project anymore. I mean, it wasn't something that I was, you know, I had a passion for. So took a little time off, you know, maybe a couple, 3, 4, 5 months off from really doing anything, and the drummer that I was playing with at the time calls me up and says, "Hey, let's jam and let's see if we can audition some guitarists." And you know, I said sure, and you know, it was, the intention was for me to do vocals, and so got a couple, a guy, you know, from Craigslist, ironically. You know, it clicked pretty well, and then there was another guitarist that I had actually been pretty good friends with, which we had auditioned for the project that I had just left, and you know, he decided to join it, and you know, from there we wrote some songs and recorded a little 3-song EP in the studio, you know, and then from there, you know, the evolution of the band pretty much came on. We went for this battle of the bands in a local level, and that just kind of shot us off to, you know, just being locally known in San Antonio, and then, you know, we began traveling. We got to open for some bands, you know, some national bands like 10 Years, Chevelle,
nice.
Lit Family. I mean, you know, just a bunch of different bands. I mean, you know, then moving forward, you know, some of the members decided to have families, so their aspirations. You know, and they're you know, what they were looking to do with their life changed a little bit, so, which is fine. You know, we parted ways, and we brought on, first off, from the lead guitarist that we had, we brought on Wade to replace that lead guitarist at the time, and you know, that really kind of changed the dynamic of where we were going. You know, initially it was just supposed to be kind of something that, had a great, memory of a melody. It was just supposed to be something that had a lot of melody, and, just the hooks and bringing weight on, with the metal aspect really kind of changed that whole thing. So we, from there, the other guitarist, pretty much the same thing, had some different goals for himself, and we brought on real well. And then, from there, I mean, we kind of just changed quite a few bassists and drummers for a little bit. But in 2010, we decided to go into the studio and record a full-length record under the production of Brian Scott, which is basically the former Unit Underground frontman and a current Cult to Follow frontman. He produced our entire record. And from there, just great things have been happening. We released Things That Make You Scream in September of last year, 2011, and just been trying to tour and support it as much as we possibly can. Really looking to be a little more aggressive through the summer here.
That's awesome. And that song, I love that song, Things That Make You Scream. Actually, I like all of them, but I really like that one. Your band name, Memory of a Melody, how did that name come about? Because it's a pretty interesting name.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, to keep the story interesting for that, really it was kind of what it sounded like. We really sat down and thought about what we wanted to be. We wanted to be something that was melodic, and something that pretty much just stayed in your mind as well. Obviously when there's some good melodies, you tend to remember them for the most part. Good hooks and everything. So pretty much just stated the obvious, and Memory of a Melody just fit perfectly. It was a name that we couldn't find anything that really resembled it. There's a couple songs out there that we ended up finding after doing like heavy research, but nothing that really traced back to any band name, and we were just really proud to be able to kind of have something unique and different as well.
Now, as a band, how do you guys juggle work and family and other activities that you have so that you can remain active with your music?
That's a good question. it's we still obviously have the things that we got to do to continue funding the project and continue moving in the direction that we want it to. It's really just a balance. I mean, at the end of the day, it's prioritizing the things that, that mean the most to you. There's a lot of sacrifice that comes with that. I mean, that's just kind of expected when you're wanting to undertake something like going on the road and, promoting and, doing records and CDs and music videos and all that stuff. I mean, those are just things that, kind of come with the territory. And I think we've all been blessed with our families to be able to be really supportive of the aspirations that we have. And, it's, I'm very proud of the product that we have. I'm very proud of Things That Make You Scream. I can't tell you, how, I really just, I'm very proud of it. There's really nowhere better that I can say that. And that's something that I think our families, I speak for my family for sure, is very supportive of everything that, that we're doing, where we're wanting to go as well.
And that support makes a really big difference, and that's with anything that you're really passionate about as well. What would you say is your greatest strength as a band?
The greatest. This is one of those moments where like I don't want to come off as being in any shape or form, sounding like I guess overconfident is probably the best way to say it. But, I will say our presence is something that I really feel strongly about. We get anywhere we're going to play, and you pretty much automatically know when we're about to go on stage. We have some stage flags and some props and some scrims and some lights, and the way we kind of just do some uplighting, it's very obvious when we're about to play. And we're, we go from city to city, and then we take a picture right before we're about to play any show, and it's cool. It's cool. You get to see it from stage to stage and notice, but you always know it's Memory of a Melody. And then, not really just the stage setup, but more so just when we take the stage, it's something that I'm very, very proud of, just the band in general, like for always, being just on point, and that's something that, it's it's something that's kind of hard to be able to, you know, it's just, it's something unique. It's, I've never been in a group where, even the former lineups that had the presence that we have now.
Awesome. Now, who would you say are the band's influences or personal influences that come together to make you guys awesome?
there's several influences. I know that, kind of going back to Wade, I like to pick on him, but Wade is very metal influenced. So he grew up with a lot of Kiss, and not that Kiss is necessarily just the extreme metal, but you know, grew up with Maiden and, you know, Iron Maiden and, just listening to, you know, some heavier stuff, you know, obviously like the more current stuff, listens to a lot of, you know, Five Finger Death Punch, Killswitch Engage, and, you know, just carries a lot of that influence. And I'm on the other hand, you know, very, a little more, I don't want to say pop influence, but mm-hmm. I definitely, like the style that I write in is very, it's kind of a mass appeal, and I love that. I love writing things that stick in your mind and that are melodic. And between Wade and I, we have a good little cohesive thing going there with Roel. And his between Wade and Roel, just their writing styles together, mix and mash. And Robin on the drums is just a powerhouse. Joel on bass again, dominates the instrument, and that's. Yeah, together it kind of just brings the sound that that is Memory of a Melody now.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys all write the songs together, or do like say you write one and then somebody else writes another one?
They're all a little bit different. I mean, there's just kind of a different process for each song. There's really no scripted way of doing it. There's a song that we're kind of working on right now, and it's one of those things where. I created this foundation for it. It's going to be, passed around to the rest of the guys, and they're going to check that out and do that to give it their signature touch and everything. And not every song's like that. There's some songs where Wade will come up with Wade and Roel will have like a block of ideas and say, okay, well here's what we've got, and I'll go in and do my little just do my Mario thing, and then kind of goes.
The Mario thing, I like that. what would you say is the most difficult part about being in a band, and what is the best part of being in a band?
The most difficult, that I really have probably found to be, I guess the obstacle right now is just, continuing to grow, just wanting... I'm naturally an impatient person, so I want to have everything like 7 weeks ago.
Yeah,
wasn't even thought of yet. So that's probably I just have the internal struggle of wanting to continue to just grow it and kind of grow it quickly. But you learn a lot of patience doing something like this. I would have to say that's probably the hardest or the most difficult or cumbersome thing at this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest thing is obviously, going on stage and getting to interact with our fans and just, having that just, it's kind of like a one-on-one conversation with the fans. Like, I love it. I love that. There's nothing that replaces that feeling of, just having people sing along with you and capture their attention, and that's really awesome. And obviously the response of everybody as well, the response being on Mojo Radio right now, this is awesome. Like I love this. I love being being able to talk with you and getting to interact with the fans online and everything. We personally run everything, and that's something we're really proud of. We're proud to be able to actually do all that ourselves, and it's awesome to watch it grow. So,
and I think that's one thing that fans really like is the interaction, because it makes you feel more real to us. Does that make sense? Like you're more human than just this person. You know what I mean? Like I don't know how to explain it, but I think that's something that the fans like.
It's like that White Zombie song, More Human Than Human.
Exactly. It was actually the first thing that popped in my head when I said that.
Yeah, I was like, she's about to say it. Say it.
What are the goals for Memory of a Melody for 2012 and beyond?
Sure. Well, like I mentioned, we're looking to be a little more aggressive with touring, just, you know, everywhere. I mean, we really want to kind of get our name out and get the show out everywhere. I mean, I think everybody who supported us, I really just want to go to every single city and, you know, rock it out and, you know, give them that experience and, you know, continue to do that. But, you know, just on the other up and coming things that we're looking at doing right now is a music video for Breakaway. That's going to be up and coming. We're also going to be releasing a live CD called it's going to be just the official Memory of Melody live CD with some tracks. There's actually going to be about 6 tracks on there and some other goodies on there as well. So those are really just, you know, that's pretty much what we have to look forward to here in the next couple months. Later
part of the year. Very awesome. Now, do you guys have any upcoming shows soon?
We absolutely do, and I appreciate you asking that. We're going to be rocking it out on Friday, this Friday night, actually, in Galveston, Texas, over at the Loading Dock. So with some of our good friends, Rainchild. So we'll be rocking it out over there. And then this Saturday, we'll be joining our good friends Dawn Over Zero in Austin, Texas, for this. It's actually on the famous 6th Street. Just rocking it out over there. We had Dawn Over Zero and Memory of a Melody are part of this organization called Texas Music Unites that is really just kind of, it's about trying to bring Texas bands together to, you know, just kind of work, you know, work in numbers to be able to, you know, continue spreading the word. So this is the second official show, and it's actually going to be broadcast online as well. So it's
cool.
It's going to be killer. It's going to be really killer.
That's awesome. Now, I remember reading on your Facebook about an event called Melody Fest that you guys do. Is that something you've done in the past, or is that something that you're going to be doing every year, or what's that about?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Melody Fest is definitely something I want to take on the road. Currently, it's just been an event that we put together in San Antonio, and it had such a huge success the first time that we did it again, and we're just going to continue doing it. I'm actually in the midst of brainstorming and concocting some ideas for the next Melody Fest, which we're looking at probably doing late summer this year here in San Antonio. But that is something that we're really proud of as well, just, you know, be able to bring the philosophy behind it is really just to kind of the best of the best hardworking bands that really focus on, you know, doing this as a real, you know, doing this for the rest of their lives, and, you know, who are going to work it, who are going to promote it, and you know, just having a killer show in a great venue with the, you know, just everything that you could want, you know, obviously the people and everybody.
Where can the people listening, where can they find your music? Do you have, you know, your websites or your social media sites and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's we're obviously on Facebook and every single social media site that you could ever want us to be on. So definitely what I like to do is refer everybody to our website. Our website is conveniently thingsthatmakeyouscream.com. So, you know, definitely we recommend everybody check us out there. It actually, you can also get there by hitting memoryofthemelody.com. So just in case you can't remember one, you know, obviously, that is, you know, fairly easy enough as well. Those, that website will link you to every single social media network site that we have, Reverb Nation, I mean, Facebook, Twitter, they're all tagged with Memory of a Melody at the end. So even if you go to Facebook.com, just type in Facebook.com/Memory of a Melody, Twitter.com/Memory of a Melody, YouTube.com/Memory of a Melody. They're all easily accessible through the website, but, you know, as well, you can just, you know, go to your favorite social networking site and hit it up on Twitter.
Very awesome. Okay, I have one last question for you. Who are you currently listening to on your MP3 player or CD or
You know, actually, I've been listening to our producer Brian's band, Cult to Follow. We've been listening to him a lot. So, you know, but you know, just in rotation, I've been listening to, you know, even goodness, I'm trying to think of who I've listened to. You know, I've been listening to, you know, The Dreaming. I've been listening to, you know, I've been listening to Korn. I love Korn, so I listen to that, you know. And, you know, yeah, just those are just a couple right now that I can think of off the top of my head. Some Yvonne's bands, you know, give a shout out to her for, you know, obviously hooking us up as well. But, you know, Against All Will, I've been checking them out also, so.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight, Mario. I am going to play a 3-block right now of your guys' music. We're going to start with Things That Make You Scream, followed by Breakaway, and then Mask. So you guys stay tuned. We got some awesome tunes coming right now.